Hey, the finest listeners. We are coming to you now from our break between seasons 1 and 2. We're hard at work on new episodes, and we can't wait for you to hear them. Today, though, we have a little treat for you and just a couple of quick requests. But first, the treat. Do you want to win a free The Finest t-shirt? These are stylish, exclusive, and you can't buy them anywhere. Maybe you saw the team wearing them at the KPBS Book Festival live show, and now you can have one too. Just fill out our short season 1 survey at kpbs.org/thefinestsurvey. The survey part's anonymous, but when you're done, you can separately enter to win a shirt. Then, when season 2 launches on January 15th, we'll draw names at random and send shirts to the winners. The survey helps us get to know our audience and see what you like or figure out how to make the show even better. The other request, and this is extra credit, is pretty simple. If you love The Finest, please leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We know many of you enjoy the show, and meeting some of you in person has been amazing. A quick rating and review really helps new listeners discover us. Stay with us after the break for a sneak preview of the survey with one of The Finest's biggest fans. From KPBS Public Media, this is The Finest, a podcast about the people, art, and movements redefining culture in San Diego. I'm Julia Dixon Evans. Back to the survey. We wanted to bring in our colleague, Katie Heisen, KPBS's racial justice and social equity reporter, to take the survey with us out loud. Katie recently released an investigative true crime podcast called One of Their Own, and we think The Finest listeners will love it. But today, Katie's here because she is a self-proclaimed The Finest fan. Hey, Katie.
Hi, Julia. Number one biggest Finest fan, I would say. I'm gunning for the t-shirt.
I love that. Okay, well, we can enter you into the raffle.
I think I get 2 entries for giving all my feedback straight to the host.
Okay, so we just told you about our survey for The Finest, and we're going to have you answer some survey questions live on the show. But first, can you tell us why you're a fan of The Finest?
Yes. I feel like this feels like telling your favorite teacher why they're your favorite teacher.
Bring it.
I moved to San Diego less than 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I lived in rural Florida my whole life before I came here. And I feel like The Finest has been such a delightful way to learn about the place I call home now. Mm. Like, such rich and diverse stories from my new backyard. And, you know, it's a different culture here too compared to rural Florida. And so to just be immersed in it in such a personable and delightful way has been a ride.
I love that. So, first survey question. What are your top 3 favorite episodes of The Finest?
Top 3. I'm so glad you gave me a top 3.
And not
still,
favorite.
Yeah. Definitely the graffiti episode of the 3 friends and graffiti artists who came back together decades later. Lucky Wong, for sure. Forgive me for not giving the government name of the podcast episode titles.
Can you give us the file name?
.mp3. The third, well, I loved Our Lady of Guadalupe, but if I can give a runner-up, the Blink-182 episode actually made me late for our morning newsroom meeting because I got so caught up in it and I was jamming out so hard that I, like, did not see the clock turn 9 and I was late to our meeting.
Love that. Okay, tell us about the other 3 and why. Like, what is it about those episodes or any of them that stuck with you?
Gosh, so the episode with the graffiti artist meant so much to me. I feel like I'm going to get emotional talking about it. But when I was growing up, I was one of those backseat NPR listener kids. And my parents were both in the Florida Orchestra. And so culture at that level was very like classical music and chess or whatever else. And then meanwhile, like me and my brother were running around like kind of feral kids in the Florida woods. And my brother and his friends, their world was hip hop, and that included graffiti art. And it was its own art and culture, and every bit as worthy of consideration and engaging and all of that as, you know, this classical music and chess. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard this episode, it felt very worlds colliding and kind of like healing to hear these graffiti artists talk about their work with the same level of consideration and reporting as like classical music might have on NPR in the 90s or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was healing, and it was so joyful and such a good story. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one. Be honest. What suggestions do you have for improving the finest? So this can be topics, pacing, interview style, anything. You're looking at me right now.
I think this is why normally like surveys are anonymous. You're not, I'm in front of a large microphone with a bright red recording light looking the creator in the eyes.
I mean, to phrase it a little bit differently, you are an avid podcast listener. So what's something that you would like us to try?
Well, a lot of the episodes are from like the artist or the creator's perspective, which I think usually makes sense. But I also think it's so fun to go in from the, I don't know if consumer's the right word, like almost following that person in as a character, and their experience of the art could be an interesting framing for an episode.
I love that. Anthony, are you writing this down? It's a great idea.
Is the finest hiring?
You're in. This is similar. Which episode topics would you like to hear more of?
Well, part of this is like biased from the beat I cover as a race and equity reporter, but it's interesting. Like the town I moved from, I promise this relates. The town I moved from was more like half black, half white. And here in San Diego, the black San Diegan population is like 5 or 6%. And also from the reporting I've done, it seems like a lot of the gathering spots they had and like ways that they shared culture together, especially in like the 80s and 90s, early 2000s, got policed out in a lot of ways. Mm. And I have heard of different ways that people are trying to reclaim that and create those spaces again. And I guess I'd be really interested in more episodes related to local black culture, the local hip hop scene, how and where are people gathering following the intense policing of like the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, that's great.
The other, just selfishly, is a selfish interest. I love horror. Mm-hmm. And I will take any horror genre-esque episode you want to throw at me.
I once was a horror writer. Did you know that?
I've got 50 follow-up questions.
I have been published in horror anthologies.
Julia.
I could write you a scary story.
I'm going to cry. I'm daydreaming right now. Or I'm like...
Okay. This one's fun. What are your favorite podcasts besides The Finest?
Have you heard of You're Wrong About?
Mm-hmm.
I love You're Wrong About. For people who don't know, they take like our kind of pop mass understanding of something from usually a few decades ago. Think like issues like Satanic Panic or Monica Lewinsky or Shaken Baby Syndrome, and they like debunk the mass understanding we all shared around it. On the lighter end, I really love, I don't know if KPBS will have to bleep this or not. It is the government name, the proper name of the podcast. Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding?
I haven't heard of this one.
It's a full true crime genre-esque treatment of a real crime at someone's wedding on a boat. someone shot on the floor at their wedding.
I love taking things like that seriously.
Well, and it's very serious.
Yes. So who did it? Don't tell me.
I know. I would never do that to finest listeners.
Well, Katie, thank you. See, that was not so hard, right?
I'm living my dream. I'm that much closer to getting that t-shirt. And if you fill out, listeners, if you fill out the survey, you too could share your feedback and get a chance at a gorgeous t-shirt.
Amazing. Amazing. So go to kpbs.org/thefinestsurvey. Fill it out, enter your email by January 15th, and you too could be the proud owner of a finest t-shirt. And just so you know, you do not need to go into as much detail as Katie did to qualify. But also be sure to check out the first 5 episodes of Katie's podcast, One of Their Own, now wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Julia Dixon Evans. Our producer, lead writer, and composer is Anthony Wallace. Our engineer is Ben Redlosk, and our editor is Chrissy Wynn.